It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Podcast recording interrupted when a snake emerges from the ceiling.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And by Zero Res. All right, Kevin.
Well, according to a new survey, listen up, Steve. Here are the guy habits that drive women crazy. And not crazy in the good way. Crazy right. In the bad way.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Okay. You may want to avoid these, Steve, because you don't want to be driving women crazy. You're just, you know, you're a young man out there in the dating world. Here's number 10, watches too much sports. Guilty or not?
A little guilty.
Okay, but because you have no reason not to.
Absolutely, yeah. That is
if
correct.
If you have, let's say you get a girlfriend, and she's like, hey, babe.
Mm.
Hey, babe.
Well, she doesn't do that.
What do you think a girlfriend will call you?
You with the face?
Hey, you with the face.
Hmm.
Do you want to go for a hike today? Oh, no, I was just going to watch the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Right. You can go for a walk at halftime or after the game.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. As long as you make some,
Make some accommodations.
Compromises.
Yeah.
So you're not watching too much sports. Yeah. It doesn't say don't watch any sports.
Okay, not too much sports, Steve. Write it down. These are important notes.
There you go. Compromise is my middle name.
Yeah. Is it weird?
Number 9, and I will tell you right now, ladies, you will not have a problem with this one with Steve. He's the most non-observant person I've ever been around in my entire life. Staring at other women.
Yeah, that's not an issue for me.
Yeah.
No, it's wild. We went out to a nightclub, and I was like, there you go, Steve. He goes, what? I was like, right there. Steve, did you just... Then we went and we sat outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was right by the bathroom. So the people had to, like, go from the club to the bathroom. And people were going back and forth. And there was traffic in front of us. And, you know, people just walking everywhere. And it was people watching heaven. And I was like, Steve, did you see that over there? That was hilarious. What was that? I'm like, what are you watching? But it's just not your thing.
He's just not that necessarily that observant. It has nothing to do with persons or people or women in general. I mean, he's worked here for what would it be? 6, 7, how many months, Steve? 7?
End of October, so what would that be? I don't know.
Yeah, almost 7 months. I think it is 7 months. And every morning he stands at the kitchen sink and talks to me while I make the coffee. And there's a giant medicine cabinet there. Against the wall, and he didn't know we had one.
Jay, not only did he not know we had one, after I told him where it was and that we had one, I'm like, yeah, if you just go to the kitchen, you'll see it. You can't miss it. And inside there is ibuprofen. I was asking if he'd grab me a couple. And he said, okay. And he goes out there, and he comes back, and he's just all, he goes, I do not see a first aid cabinet.
Well, okay, because I missed the first part of what you said, and I thought you said walk straight out there and you'll see it. I didn't hear kitchen, so I was like, Jim Diamond's desk?
Is that what you were doing out there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I thought that's what he meant.
I could see you through the window. I didn't know what was happening, and then I'm like, I'll just take you. I'll show you where it is.
I was very confused. I needed my handheld. What can I tell you?
Yeah, well, I'm not doing that. One heck of a medicine cabinet, too.
Yeah, it's big.
It is quite large. I see it now.
Number 8, never does housework. You probably don't have to worry about that. You have to do housework.
Yeah, he's clean. He seems like a clean person. I mean, I noticed the studio in there's clean, or at least semi-picked up. I appreciate that. Don't worry about that one, Steve. You're good.
Okay. Ignores me when I'm talking. These are, again, bad habits that guys have that drive women crazy.
That's fair. That's a fair one, Steve.
He never surprises me.
Never surprises me. Oh, okay.
He snores. Steve, do you snore?
I'm a bit of a teeth grinder. but I don't.
Thank you for sharing that part.
I don't think I know. Hey, man, I'm open. You know,
it's an open book, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a bit of a teeth grinder. Do you wear a little mouth guard or anything?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you worry about the structure of your.
Hey, man. Of your. You teeth. Only get one set.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so you. Okay, Steve. That's a teeth grinder, but you don't know if you snore.
I don't. Occasionally, I think I do, but.
Okay, well, sure. Number four, unable to multitask.
I don't know. He's pretty decent at that, I'd say. I'd say you're fine, Steve. That's not going to be annoy people. You're good.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Yeah, and check I don't that think box, that it's, buddy. Listen, and it may not be up to women's buddy. Standards, and so that's one that could be, you know, they can view it different than we view it.
No
because
way.
Because women, they can do whatever they want.
I did not know that.
They are able to do many things at once.
Well, yeah.
Number three, he breaks wind in public.
Number two.
He hogs the TV remote.
And the number one habit that men need to get rid of, according to women, is?
Never admits he's wrong. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Never
that mind. One is trouble, Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I got a text on Saturday from my nephew and my going-to-be niece. Got engaged over the weekend. So that was.
If your nephew gets married, does that make his wife your niece?
Yeah.
Kevin James.
I don't think that's how this works.
I don't think that's right.
Well, she's my niece-in-law.
There you go. That would be right.
What would you call her?
Just by her first name.
My nephew's wife?
Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, man. It's the old what if game. What if it was? What if it was the year 1977? What happened today in 1977? It was something that was the beginning of the end.
Beginning
Elvis
of the
Presley.
End. I was just going to say, was it an Elvis thing?
Elvis Presley was on stage in Baltimore. He was singing his songs, doing his thing, shaking his hips, baby. He was doing it all. And then suddenly, without explanation, Elvis just said, thank you very much, and walked off the stage.
In the middle of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
After a half hour, he came back to the stage and explained why he had to leave. And he said, well, I had a little... sprained ankle there, and nature called.
I had a sprained ankle?
Had a sprained ankle. I said that wrong. I had a twisted ankle, and nature calls.
Huh.
So that's why he left the stage. Then he came back out, and they say he gave a very, very lackluster performance the rest
just
of
the show. Just wasn't feeling well, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't doing good, and it was... kind of the beginning of the end for Elvis where, you know, at this point, it's not nice to say, but people always say it, you know, that it was fat Elvis at that point.
Oh, people always say that, huh?
Yeah, well, you always hear that, but, you know, there's the stages of Elvis. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Stages of Elvis.
I mean, was it like 3 months before he passed? I feel like that's, wasn't it August of 77, I think?
Yeah, it was, Jay.
Yeah, so there you go.
The doctor who looked at him backstage said, described him as pale, swollen, and had no stamina.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, I don't think he was taking too good a care of himself.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not good. See, 2 days before this, he was in Philadelphia. And they say that they had to, they described him as puffy, lumbering, off-key.
Oh, jeez.
Under-rehearsed. But the worst thing was, before he performed Saturday, they had to wake him up from a drunken slumber. And get him to go on stage.
70s were different, man. People always say it was 60s, but yeah.
I know, and Elvis, man, just a... a tragic story in the end, for sure. But when he was good, wasn't he?
Those were the days.
Let's go back to a simpler time, 1942, Bing Crosby on this day, May 29th. What a forward thinker. It was May in 1942. Bing Crosby may have been playing golf in Harrington. He may have been hanging out on Gonzaga's campus. We don't know what he was doing for sure, but he wrote and recorded White. He didn't. I don't know if he wrote it. White Christmas?
I
think he did. Maybe he did. Anyways, he recorded White Christmas, which is still the greatest selling record of all time.
It's always weird whenever we would go to Nashville, they would be like, oh, yeah, this is the studio where, you know, the so-and-so's Christmas album was recorded. We did it in July over the 4th of July weekend because they were in town, and we put up a bunch of Christmas trees and everything so people would feel like it was Christmas, and then they sang their Christmas album.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it does make sense, Jay, if you think about it. Into May, it may have been a Memorial Day weekend type deal where he was like, hey, let's get this album, you know, let's record it, knock
right.
it out.
Yeah. Bing Crosby did write it if his name was Irving Berlin.
It was not. Best-selling song ever. White Christmas. Where does it rank for you, Jay? It's way up there, right?
As far as a Christmas song or an overall song?
Yeah.
A Christmas song? Obviously, Christmas. I rank them differently. I mean, it's top 10. I don't know. I'd have to look at all the songs.
Could you imagine not playing it?
No.
Around Christmas?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's an absolute staple that we have to have.
I don't know that I would necessarily say that Bing's is the best because I do like some of the country artist songs versions of it, but you know.
Oh wow. Okay.
Ooh, hot take.
That one I'm not sure I can agree with.
Yeah, it's just old sounding. I like some of the more current artists. Yeah.
I for some reason I want the nostalgia with Christmas.
You're getting it from the 40s.
Yeah. 1987 on this day. We've had Elvis. We've had Bing Crosby. Why don't we mix in a little Michael Jackson? 1987. MJ was hot. I mean, right? Like, that was peak of his fame, I feel like. He was very successful, very rich, so rich. In fact, he decided he wanted to buy blank. What did Michael Jackson want to buy in 1987? You guys have any wonderful guesses?
Monkey?
A monkey, I'm guessing he already had a monkey.
I think it was an amusement park. Was it an amusement park?
Neverland Ranch.
Was that it?
I don't know. I mean, he may have had that already, too. Jay, it was something that he was told no on.
Oh, spaceship?
Nope. Michael Jackson attempted to buy the Elephant Man's remains.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. There was just always something where you're like,
yeah, for half $1 million.
Oof. That's a lot of cash money.
The Elephant Man's remains. It's just, that's an interesting guy there.
You know, I mean, it's just probably saw a story and wanted to have it. It's kind of weird.
Do you think?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Jay, didn't you tell me that your kids love Raising Cane's?
Love it, yeah.
Where do they get it at?
Kevin James.
Mainly at Raising Cane's is where they get it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Beat the show time. Hey, Mike.
Morning, guys.
How are you, buddy?
Good, how are you guys?
Good. Mike, have you ever had Raising Cane's?
I have not.
Mm. Would you be interested in having it if they open or when they open that one on the north side there?
Yeah, I see the commercials all the time, so I would be interested.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I saw a guy yesterday, and I'm sure he's not alone. Just he's like, man, the traffic's going to be 10 times worse. And yeah, you're right. Hey. Yeah, you're right. At least at the beginning. I mean, I think it'll die down. Has Chick-fil-A's traffic subdued some? Do we know? I mean, I would imagine.
Yeah.
It's pretty much probably just normal restaurant stuff now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's still super busy, but it's not. I mean, there's times, but it's usually in their parking lot.
Yeah, just like any other fast food place at that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like just that. Double lanes. I mean, there's still more people probably, but it's not the crazy traffic situation.
Sure, yeah.
At least when I've been there.
All right, Mike, we got an interesting category today for Beat the Show. It's called Otters.
Otters?
Otters, like as in the like Otter Pop, I guess would be the only thing I can think of to equate that to. So now Otter. The question is...
Today is World Otter Day.
So...
Do you see the little cute otter on your computer in the little search bar?
I haven't. Let me
look I do. That's actually cute, Steve. That's very cute.
Isn't it?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So otters is the category. Mike, who would you like to challenge today?
I will go with Kevin.
Kevin. I mean, why not? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't really have a lot of otter knowledge either, so we'll see.
No clue if I know anything about otters.
You're right. They're kind of cute, though. I will say that. And probably till they bite you. Okay, so Kevin, we'll see in about 75 seconds. Mike, here we go. Pass if you get stuck. 7 questions, and let's do it.
All right, we'll see how this one goes. Otters are meat eaters or carnivores. What is the term for something that is only a plant eater?
Herbivore?
Monty Ray is an otter mascot for a West Coast university. What state do you think the school is in?
Connecticut.
Otters appeared in the movie Finding Dory. Who voiced Dory?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Linda Cardinelli voiced an otter in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. She was also in what cult classic teen comedy drama TV show?
Whoa.
Pass.
There is an otter in Pocahontas. Who does she fall in love with in the movie Pocahontas? Who does she?
John Smith.
The Academy, this Academy and Golden Globe Award-winning actress was Mrs. Otterton in Zootopia. Who is she?
Pass.
The world's largest otter sculpture is located in the Midwestern place that I lived in right before moving here. Where is it?
Chicago.
All right. Well, there you go. We'll see how you did. I was pretty good on the first half of the otter trivia, and then I kind of like, you know, I was like, is it this one or is it the otter one? All right, so Kevin. Hopefully Kevin will be coming back shortly. Hello, Kevin.
I'm back. I could hear you screaming in my headphones.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, well, that's good.
They were laying on my desk.
Nice.
I was like, oh, that must be me.
I wish you good luck.
All right, here we go, Kevin.
You know, it's funny because I almost called Steve before Beat the Show.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to say, hey, dude, we need to change the questions today to something. I was like, what was your category? I was going to ask and then say we need to change them and just to hear him panic and then be like, no, I just wanted to tell you, dude, you are doing a great job with the questions lately. Like, you've been, you've fixed some of the issues that we had.
Right.
And so I was going to call and pump Steve up for that. So... I'm hoping that today that sticks with that theme.
That I didn't mess it up.
You don't want to ruin it.
What would you say, Jay? I don't think I messed it up today. No? Did I?
We'll see.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'll take that as a yes. All right, Kevin, here we go. Otters are meat eaters or carnivores. What is the term for something that is only a plant eater?
Idiot. No, I'm sorry. That's herbivore.
Monty Ray is an otter mascot for a West Coast university. What school or what state do you think the school is located in?
I don't know. Oregon?
Otters appeared in the movie Finding Dory. Who voiced Dory?
That's Ellen.
Linda Cardinelli, she voiced an otter in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. She was also in what cult classic teen comedy drama TV show? That was a lot of words. I'm sorry.
I only know this because it's one of my favorite shows. That is a long, tough question. It's Freaks and Geeks.
There is an otter in Pocahontas. Who does she fall in love with in the movie Pocahontas?
I do not know. Pass.
This Academy and Golden Globe Award-winning actress was Mrs. Otterton in Zootopia. Who is she?
I don't know.
That's correct.
Okay, that one was difficult. I'll give you that.
We'll see how it goes here. Let's run through them and find out.
All right, that one might have been too hard.
Sorry. Herbivore. Everybody gets a point.
Yes, that is
herbivore.
Correct.
Herbivore. Well done.
Plant eaters, yeah. That was a good question.
I liked it.
Monty Ray is an otter mascot for a West Coast university. What state do you think the school is in?
Mike went with one of my favorite West Coast states, Connecticut.
Okay.
Well, and I mean, he thought you said east. I mean, he just got it in his head.
Yeah.
And well, then Kevin gave the guess that I would have given, which was Oregon.
Well, the Monty Ray was supposed to be a hint. Like Monterey.
Oh, California, huh? Yeah. I see what you did there. California's... It was supposed to be a hint, but it wasn't. So still 1-1.
All right. Otters appeared in the movie Finding Dory, who voiced Dory.
Yeah, Ellen. So everybody gets a point.
Yeah.
2-2.
I can never pronounce her name correctly, but Linda Cardellini.
I think it's Cardinelli. I don't know.
Okay.
Cardellini, I think, but that's fine.
Okay. She voiced an otter in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. She was also in what cult classic teen comedy drama TV show?
Mike passed because he did the same thing I did. He went, what in the...
And then, yeah, that was a long question.
Kevin said Freaks and Geeks. Is that right, Kevin?
Freaks and Geeks.
Wow, for sure nice job. Yeah, 3-2.
I mean, that's what I originally knew her from. And then she did Scooby-Doo, and I thought she was great in
there.
Oh,
okay.
She's done a lot of stuff that I've really always liked her.
There you go. There's an otter in Pocahontas. Who does she fall in love with in the movie?
Mike said John Smith, and Kevin passed.
John Smith. Yeah.
3-3.
Very nice.
3-3, Mike. Well done.
Yeah. Okay.
Pocahontas
this one,
Smith.
Yeah. This one was difficult.
Okay.
This Academy and Golden Globe Award winning actress was Mrs. Otterton in Zootopia. Who is she? I mean, she did win an Academy and Golden Globe Award.
An Academy Golden Globe fade off the microphone award? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Octavia Spencer.
I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Mike wins. Anyway,
by the way,
question.
Steve, I do want to make sure that you know that just because I got Freaks and Geeks did not make it a good question.
Correct.
You want me to say the last thing or no?
Yeah, because I'm curious. Kevin should know it. But
World's largest otter sculpture located in the Midwestern place that I lived in right before moving here. Where is it?
Minnesota.
Correct.
World's largest sculpture of an otter is where?
Yeah, in Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
It is?
Correct.
Wow, I did not know that. And they have a lot of world's I've seen it. Yeah, I did know it. I just Googled it.
Yeah, Otto the Otter.
Yep, of course it is.
We've talked about this
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I just forgot that's where it was. Mike, I'm giving you the gift card anyway because...
All right.
Yeah, so hold on for 1 second, all right?
Appreciate it, guys.
No, there's too many words in the questions. Kevin, too many words in the questions?
I know, and of course, I was about to just call him and tell him... It's like I had a feeling, I guess, maybe.
I had a feeling it would be utterly ridiculous.
Easy fixes, Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
They confirmed aliens are real. The fact that you guys are even still at a comedy show right now is insane.
Kevin James.
Why you all aren't building bunkers right now doesn't make sense.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
A frost advisory at the end of May also doesn't make sense, but I don't know. That's what we got.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that seems weird. Also, does this spring seem like super windy to you? Like it's been a lot windier than normal?
Jay, it's the last couple years that I've really taken notice of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I hope that it stops, but the reason I really notice it is two things. I have cushions on my patio furniture.
Yep.
And they blow off, and we're in a weird little spot where it's like a little breeze, like a little tunnel.
Sure, so it circles.
Right
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no one on either side, and it just, I don't know, it just whips through there. And then doing wedding ceremonies where they have a microphone on.
Oh, man.
And you hear this. Tried lots of different ways of fixing it. I mean, we've got solutions, but it's just...
Wee-wee does?
Wee-wee do.
Wee-wee. Okay? Oh,
and
yeah.
It's one of those where you just... they go, no, I think it's going to be fine. We'll go with the regular mic because it's not very windy.
Yeah.
And as soon as the ceremony starts, it'll be 30-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Also, did you know that stewardesses is the longest word you can type with only your left hand?
Stewardesses?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. No.
Little stat for you.
Let's try that.
That is a fun fact.
It is a fun fact. Stewardesses. I had to do the same thing when I saw it. I was like, was that right? And then I was like, oh, that is right. No. Anyway.
Only if you spell it right.
Correct, yes. Back to you for the stat.
Thank you, Jay. The stat is 90 years and 55 days.
90 years, 55 days.
90 years, 55 days.
How old Bruce
days.
Is?
That is... No? Not nice. That is the age of the world's oldest truck driver.
Oh, boy. I don't know about that.
Doyle Archer, who has been driving truck for over 60 years.
Yeah.
Says, you know, as long as my health holds up, I'm going to keep driving.
Okay.
I do not have the word retire in my vocabulary. Wrong. You actually do.
Because you wouldn't have said it then, right? He just said it right out loud. So that's, he's also a liar. Wrong. He's also the oldest liar. Hey.
He's driven nearly 6 million miles behind the wheel.
Yeah.
He does not plan to retire anytime soon. 90 years old.
10-4, good buddy.
Driving truck. What are the worst jobs to brag about being old? Surgeon?
Surgeon is, number one with a bullet.
I'm 90 and I'm just going to keep doing it. Not on me, you're not.
Maybe.
No offense.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah. Would mortician be a bad one?
No, you're fine. If you make a mistake, they're already dead.
How about magician?
Magician?
Magician? No.
If you're doing the sawing trick?
If you can still do magic when you're 90, I'll watch
it. Right. Sleight of hand would be good. That's whatever.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the trick you're doing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, pro athlete would be bad. Cop. Radio announcer.
Yeah, radio announcer. Is it? Yeah, Jay, cop is.
Cop's bad, yeah.
That's a really, really bad one.
Firefighter.
You could maybe get away with it.
No, you can't haul the stuff. There's no way.
No, if you were in charge of the station, they're like, okay, he's here, but he's never going to go on any calls.
Oh,
but
so
he does
like the
make
cook or something?
He makes really good spaghetti.
Yeah, or a great chili,
and
keeps
the place, tidy.
Yeah, sure.
Then maybe that. Yeah, there's just not a lot of,
probably a shorter list of what's a great job for a 90-year-old.
Walmart greeter.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's fine. I like that.
Let's
I don't mind that they have a Walmart. They didn't have them for a while, and then they're back again now. I don't know if that was like a local thing or just a conscious thing, or if they stopped during the pandemic and then they brought them back or whatever. But, I don't mind it. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
There's just a nice person standing there going, hello. I'm sure that's not their only job.
No.
They also get to say goodbye. Goodbye.
There's actually a lot of jobs I guess I'd be okay with it, but I don't know. I would definitely be a little skeptical of a 90-year-old truck driver.
I think that's fair. And I would be a little skeptical. Yeah, could you imagine if you're a cop and you pull a guy over and you walk up and you're like, whoa, I see your license, and you look and you go, are you?
You're 90.
Is this? What?
I mean, the licenses are still laminated.
The Big 99.